Good morning, everybody. So we begin Perek Yudches. Halacha Aleph here in Hilchos Sanhedrin of Elohein Alokin. We'll see that maybe one of the most critical sections of this halacha is the Psak Halacha of the Rambam in accordance with Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel, which is the typical Psak. But the rationale which the Gemara provides for it is a very, very, very critical one, discussed by the Radvaz as well as the Kesef Mishnah right here. The debate appears, if you're interested in looking it up, on Makos and Daf Yud Gimel. Say, Elohein Alokin kol over alosa se shechayavin alav kares ve'ein bo misas bezdin. Okay, not anything which is subject to misas bezdin. You're going to go ochachela v'dam chametz pesach. V'chein kol over alosa se shechayavin alav misa b'dei shamayim, one level down. Right, you go no chal tevel, v'koin tamesha, chal truma tahora, v'chein kol over alav sheish bo maisa. The significance of alav sheish bo maisa, why that's worse alav shein bo maisa, with three exceptions, chutz b'nishba, meimer, makalos Hashem, the Gemara in Temura, we will explore as we go in the parak. You go no chal basar b'chala, v'lo b'shat, neza v'lav, shein bo maisa. You go no holei chrachil, which is very severe, v'nokim, v'noter, v'nosei shein mashav. In Olokin, the Lecha Mishnah raises a technical question. I know, say Shem Mashav, shouldn't that be a lav shebichlalus altogether? You know, even if it wasn't an issue of lav shein b'maisa, right? We know that there is no malkos on a lav shebichlalus. So he says, yeah, you're right. I'll be just an example. So to get back to the critical point, the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, what about a lav that fundamentally is subject to misas bezdin? Maybe you don't have the edim, maybe you don't have the hasra for those purposes, but what about Malkos? So that's Rabbi Shmuel's position. Yeah, you should get Malkos, right? If you get Malkos for Lav Sheish Bo Maisa and a Lav Sheish Bo Misa V'Yesh Shemayim, Lav Sheish Bo Kares, Kal V'Chomer, you should get Malkos for Lav Sheish Bo Misa as Bezdin. So Rabbi Kiva has what appears on its face to be a counterintuitive Svara. So let's just, you could do this from the Red Vaz, but let's just do it from the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe it's a little simpler. So if the go Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Breisner, Rabbi Shmuel, Svirle, Dechayav Misos, Nami Lokin, Rabbi Kiva, Svirle, Dein Lokin, V'dayki Hasim, Lotz Nami, Masnesin, Dein Lein Lokin, Chayav Misos, Dech Rabbi Kiva, Asya, Pasuk Rabbeinu, Rabbi Kiva, Mishav Dochus Kavase, Begabi Rishmal, V'o Dekamle, Machokis, Breisos, Stam, and Mishnah, Kistam, Mishnah, Kaimalan. Okay, so he says that that's the explanation, you know, as to what the, you know, Psak Halach is. But what's like the deeper explanation in the Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah continues on. V'chein over alosa se shechel of misa b'dei shemayim. Nolman b'divir Rabbi Kiva, shemme b'chayavi krisos yeshen b'chal malkor sabayim, shimasa tshuva bezin shema ala mochlin lahem. Right? Because the whole idea of kares or misa b'dei shemayim is that if a person does tshuva, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive them. And if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, it's not that simple, right? It just is do tshuva. It's not just a mitzvah saseh, but you need Yom Kippur, you may need Yisurin, because it's an Aveira Chamura, but fine. At least in principle, the Bezin Shamala is open to Mechila. Fine. Shamasa tshuva, Bezin Shamala, Mochan, Chayeva, Misos, Bezdin, Einam Bichal, Malkos Arbaim, why? Sheim Asu tshuva, Ein Mochlin Lohem. Right? So that even if they've done tshuva, right, there isn't the same Mechila from the Bezdin Shel Mala. Fine. So shouldn't that then militate exactly in the opposite direction? If they're not subject to Mechila, they dafka should, right, get Malkos. And the ones who can get Mechila through doing Tshuva, right, so why do they need Malkos? So again, on the one hand, as we proved last Perek, it seems very obvious that the Rambam's position is that Tshuva is always required based on Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph. But I don't understand. If we're dealing with Misos Bezdin, the fact that even if they do tshuva, that's insufficient for purposes of Mechila, shouldn't that mean that we break out the Malkos? We say, Adrabba. That's the whole point of Malkos, Malko Miso Medes, Kol Hayom Kiro Rasha Ve'achshav Hu'achicha Ve'nikla Achicha Le'inecha. Malkos isn't really just a punishment, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for rehabilitation and revitalization. And that gufa is the entire point from beginning to end. It's exactly what the Gemara means to say. It's exactly the Psak Halacha of the Rambam. We only give you Malkos if it's really part of a process of rehabilitation, right? You're required to do tshuva, but the point is it could be efficacious. It's not meant to just be punitive, but if the point is that your Aveira is so chamor that you're not really going to get Mechila, so what's the point of the Malkos? The whole point of Malkos is b'mako miso medes. Instead of giving the person miso, we're giving them a path forward. if in truth we're not really giving them a path forward, because even in conjunction with tshuva, it's not going to lead to mechila, what's the purpose of this? Just to beat them? So counterintuitively, but I think once you understand the fundamentals of Malkos quite naturally, we could say such a thing. You know, chayav miso is best, and we're not going to have the opportunity. Those, when the sin fundamentally, even if technically you can't carry along, you know, Misas Bezdin, fundamentally, it's outside of the realm of Malkos, because Malkos is, in the end, really about rehabilitation. Harehu achicha le'enecha.